Wagwan, quick thoughts here. Something that Gannon Baker said during the Committed to the Craft conference. Of course, we're still talking about that because the jump was powerful. The jump was inspirational. So here's what he said that has stuck with me. Net worth is more important than net worth. So I'm not sure if anybody legitimately in the conference really thought they were going to get put on because they were in front of Phil Handy, Gannon Baker, or Rob Fodor. But maybe it could have happened. But Gannon's point was, man, what kind of value can you provide first and foremost? What can you do as the solution for somebody else's problem to increase your net worth first? Like that's what he was on. And it makes sense. Like if somebody, there's so many things that we can get mad about or our ego can be hurt by, and we can honestly be bitter about. And thinking about what trainers tell trainees, it's like, hey, get to the next play or get better if somebody's getting more playing time than you, or it's my coach's fault, or all the excuses that athletes can make that we probably would have made or have made as athletes. We're telling them to get better, to do better, to keep working, to stay motivated, all these things, when we have to tell ourselves the same thing as basketball trainers. So if somebody trains with another trainer but you feel like they should train with you, then shoot, level up. If you don't get the recognition you think you deserve, level up, increase your net worth. It's the same thing that we tell trainees. And the point was, increasing your net worth will lead to the network. So, I mean, I talk to a lot of trainers who say they don't get the help they think they've earned or deserved in a new town or a new spot. So, again, it's increase your net worth. And they feel like they get the raw end of a deal in a rental situation or any kind of deal. And it's the same thing. Increase your net worth. If for me personally, sometimes skills clinics don't have the attendance that I think that they should have for the girls. So I'm making trips and the boys are packed. The boys are good, but the girls are not. So, yeah, it may be that the market doesn't really want to pay for stuff like that. It may be that people are busy with other events. I've got to increase my net worth, my skill set, in making sure that these events are desirable, one, and two, doing due diligence before the event even happens. Like, that's what's needed. And I'm just so firm in that right now, increasing skill sets, increasing the net worth, so then the network can be there. Then I can start talking to those people that I look up to and I admire their success in this field and in other fields. So that's my message, passing it, sharing it. Something that Gannon Baker told us that has stuck with me ever since, and trying to make sure I live by that, increasing the net worth before the network. And it's kind of tough though, because I know some people who have gotten what they've gotten through nepotism, right? Like, And I feel like this motto is safest, because sometimes the nepotism may not get you where you want to go. Sometimes you may not even have a chance to get access to that network to build that relationship. Even if you do, most of the time it feels like you're not going to keep it if you don't have the skill set. So it's just safest to build the network before the net worth. I know we always throw around net worth is your network, or your network is your net worth. One of the two. But you know, I kind of flipped that around, and I kind of like the order that Gannon presented to us. So hope you guys are doing well. Hope you're having a busy summer, a productive, successful summer. And don't be a stranger. Let's reach out, and I will talk to you on the next podcast episode.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.